At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Traveling abroad for college or higher education is becoming quite a common practice for Indian students since the past couple of decades. Some believe that it is the beginning of the ultimate recipe for success. Getting admissions in a good university abroad, kickstarting your life with campus placements, working your way up to executive level positions, and then you'll make it. The ultimate NRI success story. That's the common perception, and even though it sounds really simple, people who've gone that route will tell you that this trajectory, or the word simple, is nowhere featured in this story. The abroad wali student life is a roller coaster of culture shocks, adjustments, big victories, and even bigger losses. And that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture Chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Whether you're leaving India to move abroad for your student life, or you're moving from your hometown to another city within India, the whole idea of leaving your comfort zone and moving away to study is an intimidating thought, but everyone who gets an opportunity to do this must definitely give it a shot. My master's was the reason I got on that plane from Mumbai to New York, and that time when I was in the university remains both the most exciting and the most challenging year of my life. In that 1 year alone, I went through so many experiences, and most of them were tough, but all of them were rewarding. It was basically dealing with extremes. As an Indian kid, I came with a set of expectations about how life in the West would be. Most of those expectations were broken down to pieces, and I realized that a lot of perceptions that I had about life abroad were entirely false. But that was not everything. A lot of things that I could have never imagined. New experiences, new ideas, a whole new world of culture. All of that was opened up for me. It's like throwing me off a high-rise building and crushing my whole body, my head, my heart, and my emotions to pieces in one instant, and in another instance, opening the doors to a magical land with a whole new world of amazing things to learn, new ideas, new perspectives, new possibilities. Just amazing new experiences. It really was a roller coaster full of extremes. I can do another 10 episodes on my student life abroad if I were to look at different experiences and break them down into topics. But today, we'll keep it short. If I were to break the experience down into trying to understand the reasons for the highs and the lows definitely stemmed from the culture shock that students go through in the West immediately after they land. For me, coming from a huge Gujarati joint family and being extremely attached to my friends and family back home, I found it really hard to cope with the loneliness. If you have the privilege to choose a hostel setup, I would highly recommend that, but in my case, I had to rent an apartment which I shared with two other co-students from my university. We hardly saw each other at home during the weekdays, and I often found myself struggling with homesickness and loneliness. Yes, thank God to the internet, everyone was just a video call away. But there was something about the fact that I was thousands of miles away from my people and I took a long time to get used to it. This whole idea of our people and other people sort of becomes very stark in a good and a bad way both when you're away from home. The best gift moving to another place for education gives a student is exposure to people from a global culture. I suddenly found myself among a world of diverse people. Yes, diversity is a word you'll hear a lot if you're a student abroad, and a little secret is that most of the time this word is used for people like us, people of color, people who might also be coming from a third world country. But you know what? You're all there together now, sharing the same learning space, and you have done something right and commendable for the university to call you in. So don't ever forget to be proud of yourself and don't ever lose your confidence. So coming back to the diversity, the best gift moving to another place for education gives you is exposure to a global culture. I was suddenly sharing my classroom with a whole lot of people who had completely different experiences than me. I was sharing my learning space with a 52-year-old army veteran, a 32-year-old breast cancer survivor who had also raised a child as a single teen mom and was now leading a church choir. I would meet someone who came in with years of industry experience but wanted to refresh his knowledge base, and at the same time, I would be with someone who was way younger than I was but also visibly way smarter. There were people who were foreigners to this new country but had traveled from different countries than mine. There were people all the way from Sudan to Ireland. In some instances, the only people I could share my culture with were other South Asian colleagues from countries like Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. It was unbelievably exciting to actually go to class with such an incredibly diverse group of global citizens. And it was because of this I knew that my experience of moving abroad was going to be so much more than just my classroom and my exam performances. I knew that this exposure of being amongst this group of students from all over the world was going to open my mind to so many more thoughts, so many more possibilities, and so many new ideas. I knew that this was going to make the Mumbaikar in me a global citizen, and I was excited for this journey. The excitement was real, but so was the struggle. Now, being on a visa and being an international student comes with its set of visa hassles and some really complicated paperwork. But once you equip yourself to start navigating through that, there's more struggles lined up for you. Yes, racism is a reality, and yes, so is discrimination. And coming from a diverse country like India, we feel like we would be able to navigate through these cultural complexities, but no, it's not like any sort of discrimination we may have faced growing up back home. Having these experiences firsthand can send shivers up your spine and stay in your memory forever. For me, as a girl who was born and raised in the safety and security of a city like Mumbai, the idea of people being able to freely carry guns around and reading about everyday crimes due to an absence of gun control was stuff from nightmares, and I personally struggled with that a lot. While these experiences can be scary, there are the obvious struggles of being first-time students in a new place. So of course, I missed the conveniences of my mother making sure my laundry and meals were always in place, or my room never being a mess, or things never going missing because someone was always cleaning up after me. Here, it was me all by myself, so if I wanted food in my stomach and was short on dollars in my pocket like every other student, then I had to factor in time to wake up early to prepare my meals. Weekends now were not just about watching TV and chilling, but they were about walking to the street corner with the basket full of dirty clothes and waiting at the laundromat for 3 hours before I could make sure I had a clean set of clothes for next week. But it is all a part of the whole experience. The short duration of the university is not just about your graduation or your studies, but it is like a whole crash course on life skills. At the end of your course, you'll graduate not only as a professional, but as a master cleaner, a chef, an accountant, a doctor, a painter, a real estate agent, a handyman. You'll be all of those. You will be a life hacker, the master of all jugaad. Towards the end, no problem will be too difficult for you and no issue will be unsolvable. That's the magic of these experiences when you leave the comforts of your home for a couple of years. There is no learning experience bigger than that of learning to live your life independently. And my university experience was all about that. I came in as a young girl from Mumbai with a head full of dreams and graduated as a woman of the world with wind beneath my wings. And I couldn't have gained what I gained personally and professionally any other way. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. If you enjoyed my last week's letter series, share your letter with me and I will be featuring a letter every month. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha and you're listening to Culture Chaos.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.